heavy equipment operators take on the dangerous task of restoring access and electricity after LUTAC mudslides. And a Haines hotel opens up for a community in need. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Heavy equipment operators have been clearing mudslides off roads in Haines over the past week. The work has been particularly dangerous along LUTAC Inlet, where slides swept through homes and left residents stranded without electricity for multiple days. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
It's pouring rain on top of 6 inches of ice-encrusted snow. Plow trucks have been making their way around Haines this Sunday morning, clearing the streets. Once they are done, many of these same drivers will get to work, repairing the town's damaged roads.
We're all in a danger zone right now, just so you know.
Scott Gray is the Southeast Alaska Operations Superintendent for the Alaska Department of Transportation. He's heading out of town to check the progress along LUTAC Road, the area he is most concerned about.
Catastrophic. The amount of slides or mudslides, the bank failures, the debris flows, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, it's just huge.
Dozens of slides have covered the 10-mile stretch of road that connects downtown Haines to the freight dock, the ferry terminal, and Chilkoot Lake. In the summertime, scores of tourists travel to the end of LUTAC Inlet to watch bears feed on spawning salmon. Along the way, they pass vacation rentals and homes with scenic views of the ocean and the mountains that loom above it. After the first slides came down last week, it took days to clear a safe path so that residents living out here could make it back into town. Gray says now Alaska Power and Telephone is working on the power lines.
I mean, you got beautiful homes here that are in avalanche, or not avalanche, but debris flow areas. And we have workers that are working right in the middle of it all, trying to get people power back. They're really in a very hazardous situation here.
After checking in with the crew working on the power line, Gray drives to the very end of LUTAC Road.
I'll go up here and get a turn around.
He pulls up to a debris flow that has tipped over a vacant 3-story home and swept 2 vehicles. Jamie Grubb lives next door to the leaning house. She and her husband Vance were asleep in bed when the slide came through their home early last Wednesday.
We sat up in bed, and by the time we got out of the bed, which was within 30 seconds all of this happened, the sand was already coming through the door downstairs.
The slide broke through a wall, but nobody was hurt. Her neighbors have all evacuated, but Grubb and her husband are staying in a mobile home nearby so they can make some repairs.
Yeah, they came and told us that we should evacuate, and of course we're just stubborn. But once we're done with this, we need to start going to town and start helping other people that need help. But we just got to get our wall up and finish so that our pipes don't freeze.
Grubb says it took 2.5 days to clear the sand out of her house. The next task is to cut some nearby trees down to prevent them from falling on the roof in case there's another mudslide.
Yep, we'll be good.
Thanks, Jamie, really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
Gray drives back to town. He'll be here till Friday assisting the local Department of Transportation staff. By Sunday evening, Alaska Power and Telephone had fixed the power lines along LUTAC Road, bringing light back to the end of the inlet. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Some 50 families are displaced in Haines due to mudslides and evacuations. Every hotel in town was full over the weekend, except one. The 60-room Hotel Halsingland, closed for the last year and a half and currently on the market. Rain turned to snow Saturday afternoon in Haines, but that didn't deter dozens of volunteers and former employees from opening the century-old hotel in the dead of winter. They chopped wood. They dusted, disinfected, and vacuumed. They fluffed pillows.
Today's been hectic. It has been amazing, though. It's been really wonderful.
Gina Randles sits at the front desk while a volunteer chops wood to feed the stove that warms the lobby.
We decided we were going to open up some of the buildings here to try and get people in so that they've got places to stay. And I put the word out that I needed volunteers, and an army showed up.
The hotel is typically open seasonally for tourists. Owner Jeff Butcher is in the lower 48. But he and his wife plan to be in Haines on the next ferry, scheduled to arrive Tuesday.
As we didn't open this summer, but
I guess we're opening this winter instead.
Butcher says he's working directly with the Borough Emergency Operations Center rather than opening the reservation line. But if there is an emergency need, he says, don't hesitate to call.
And I must say our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to everyone in Haines. This is pretty terrible, and we're happy to do what we can to help.
The rooms were guest ready by mid-afternoon, but a few maintenance volunteers worked into the evening. Under the guidance of a longtime former employee, volunteer Michael Calloway has been lending a hand.
Yeah, we've been holding Alex there by the skirt tail. He's been guiding us around on how to get this place.
Yeah, we're trying to help, but yeah, it's been...
He and Nolan Woodard helped coax the 100-year-old hotel's plumbing and heating to life. Woodard works as a carpenter, so he says he's been careful to ask for help so he doesn't break anything.
Trying to give support to the people who actually know what's going on and gather up some crews that are just, you know, hammer-swinging dudes that are ready to help and fix and just kind of be there if we can be supportive. And
he points out one restroom that's a particular challenge.
This is kind of a good example bathroom. This is the furthest point from the boiler this room is. So we've been like, basically we turn the water on downstairs real slowly, filling the system, and then we've just been going through and slowly opening valves, trying to get air pressure out of it and looking for leaks.
They say so far there aren't any major issues, despite the challenge of jump-starting an old system in freezing weather.
Okay, got some shampoos and conditioners, and I'm going to let Alex know this one's leaking.
Upstairs at the Halsingland, former employee Brandy Peters runs a final check of toiletries, bedding, plumbing, and light bulbs before shutting off the lights for the evening. Rooms are ready for emergency workers arriving from around the state. Randall's pops back up from the front desk for a final sweep with the vacuum. On Sunday, volunteers scrambled to open more rooms in another one of the hotel's buildings. The borough issued an evacuation warning that could displace roughly a third of the town. That's the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.